Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin in Ottawa. Welcome to Coffee with Kevin in the morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all. Hope you got a nice big hot cup of coffee in your hand right now. Just taking my first big sip. Delicious. So, wow, we have another beautiful sunny day here in Ottawa. It's going to be another very cold day as well. Just like yesterday, it was very cold. But you know us Canadians, we know how to dress for the weather. I saw a lot of people walking around. They were just dressed like it was fall or something. You know, I'm like, wow, how are you guys doing that? I met a guy in Parliament Hill the night before last, actually, when the truckers were just starting to come in. The first small group were coming in when I was walking around. This guy was standing up by the flame on Parliament Hill, which they've turned off, by the way. They turned off the flame on Parliament Hill, which usually is running all year round. It's this, you know, circular monument, and it's got this beautiful, like, natural gas flame that comes out of it. Keeps people warm. They've turned it off. Why have they turned it off? Well, the argument is they don't want people cooking hot dogs over it. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's Canada. It actually would be amazing if they let people cook hot dogs over it. You know, that would be the most beautiful Canadian thing to do. You're on Parliament Hill. You're standing in front of the beautiful flame that was, you know, put there a long time ago. And, you know, visitors come to see it. And they stand by it and they look at it. And everybody throws their little pennies and quarters and nickels. Not pennies anymore, of course, but into the flame, you know. And it's just, it's such a nice little monument. And they turned it off, right? I don't know. Anyway. But I guess maybe that's something they do, you know, typically if there's a big protest going on. And I would have loved to have taken a picture of a bunch of people standing around that flame cooking hot dogs. That would have been so good. And just so beautifully Canadian, which is why there's this incredible separation between government and the people, you know, that exists right now. They just don't get us, right? They don't get the people. All they get is what they want. They don't get what the people want. Anyway, so, yeah, it's another beautiful day, and it's going to be cold out there again. I made two trips down to the National Capital, you know, downtown core at Parliament Hill yesterday. Once in the morning with my wife, and we walked around all dressed in our thermal clothing and snow pants and whatnot, and walked around, got up to the hill, and just kind of walked around. You know, we walked through the streets, and we just walked up and down. And I mean, there were so many people. People were flooding in. And whatever shops were open, coffee shops or whatnot, some of them were closed, some of them were open. But it was beautiful to see that Tim Hortons were open. The Bridgehead was all closed, though. But and then I met a couple who run a restaurant, an Asian couple who run a restaurant at the bottom floor of a hotel down in the market last night, actually. And my daughter and I were walking around last night. That was my second trip down, walking around. And it hadn't diminished in any way the protest and the excitement and the people, the number of peoples and the dance parties and everything else that was going on. And the incessant horns. That's something I will never forget. It's kind of like the truckers and all the cars are just leaning on their horns like nonstop. Just kind of like, it's almost like a message of, hey, we're here. Pay attention to us. You know, Horton hears a who, you know, kind of stuff like, hey, we're here. We're here. We're here. Is anybody listening to our argument? Is anybody listening to what we're saying as a people? Is anybody paying attention? Hey, brothers and sisters out there that are all sleeping and don't understand what the hell we're doing here, wake up and pay attention, you know, because you could hear the horns from miles away. Anyway, back to the Asian couple. So we walked into this little tiny deli just to warm up, actually, and I was looking for a bathroom because there's nowhere to go to a bathroom. All the porta potties down there didn't show up yet, so I don't know who goofed up on that one. But I mean, the logistics are a nightmare, honestly. But anyway, people are managing. It's not like people are complaining. But I went in there, and they didn't have a bathroom, so I had to deal with that. But I bought myself my daughter a nice hot sandwich and a drink, and I was talking to this Asian couple, and they were just like, "Oh my God!" They were right down in the center, like right in the thick of it. You know, like right outside their door, there's like four lanes of traffic that are just jammed, gridlocked, not moving anywhere, and everybody leaning on their horn, and then people hanging out of their windows with Canadian flags, and people walking around on the streets. You've seen the videos. But they were, you know, they were like, they're looking at me and they're saying, "Wow, this is," and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, you know, this is how, it must have been good business for you guys today, you know." Everybody in their establishment not wearing masks, but they were wearing masks, but they were just not even saying anything, they didn't care. But they said, "Yeah, we're running out of food, you know." And I said, "Oh, you have to get some more." And they said, "We don't know how we're going to do it. Like, we can't get out. We can't get out of the core. Like, there's nowhere to, you know, we can't get out of here because everything's gridlocked, right?" So I said to them, I said, "Well, I tell you what, I'll drop by tomorrow because I'm going to be parking near where they are. I said, I'll drop by. And if you guys need food, what we can do," because I appreciate the fact that they're open. I said, "If you guys need food, what we'll do is we will, you know, you order, you'll call wherever you need to order food. And I'll get volunteers to go and pick it up and bring it to you." Which kind of stopped them in their tracks. But isn't that kind of what we're actually doing? What we're trying to do here? We're trying to come together more as communities and as people, foot soldiers on the ground, right? Yeah, they don't have any family. I said, "You got family to bring over stuff?" "No, you know." So anyway, I'll have to follow through on that, and that will be on my obligation for sure. Always follow through on your commitments, right? So I'll be checking in with them. And they said to me, "Well, we should be okay for tomorrow, but the next day," I said, "Do you think it's all going to be over by the next day?" And I said, "No, I don't think it's going to be over by the next day. You know, a lot of the people that are just walking around, yeah, they'll be back to their jobs on Monday probably, you know, whatever jobs they have. But I imagine there will be a lot of people that are still out. And then, of course, there's the truckers who are just not going anywhere, you know. So they've sort of closed off the downtown area to vehicles because you can't move, you know. I did feel bad for, I mean, if there was a few individuals that were in their cars that were just trying to get to a location or get home or whatever, and they didn't, I don't know, for whatever reason, they had no idea this was coming, and they were just, you know, got off a highway and la 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 la, all of a sudden, boom, they're like in gridlock. Like, it was not moving. You know, I was walking around last night with my daughter, like I said, and we walked past like a couple of trucks, a couple of pickup trucks, all decorated, you know, with flags and all kinds of great slogans like F. Trudeau and whatnot. And, you know, like an hour and a half later, when we walked back, they had, you know, moved up maybe three spots in the gridlock, you know, and they were still there. But yeah, they didn't want to move. And it's insane because people are like, they're just stuck. All day long, they were just stuck in their vehicles. But it was kind of like they didn't care. It was sort of like they drove there and they got stuck there because they wanted to be stuck there. They wanted to be part of the gridlock. That's kind of extraordinary, right? So there were a lot of cars that were just sort of abandoned for the night. And then I guess people come back tomorrow. Other people were sleeping in their cars. I could see that going on last night. And then there was the trucks. Now, the ones up right by Parliament Hill. Wow, we've got a line of trucks now stretching from Parliament Hill on Wellington, which is the street that runs right in front of Parliament Hill. It's Wellington. And the direction west, okay, not towards the Rideau Center, which is to the east, or the Chateau Laurier, which is to the east, if you're facing the Parliament buildings. But to the west, right from where the Peace Tower is, all the way west, there's Wellington goes down there, and it joins up with the McDonald Cartier Parkway, which runs along the Ottawa River. It's very, very beautiful. If you get a chance to bike along there in the summertime, it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's a bike trail that goes for miles. I use it all the time. But that whole parkway was shut down from traffic and designated to the truckers. And I knew that was coming. But the trucks are there, and they are all the way down the highway, like for miles, for kilometers. So, you know, they have shuttle services. The organization team are, doing things like shuttling the truckers, and then providing accommodations for them and food and all that. There's a huge operations team that's set up at an operations center, which I visited last night as well. I'm not part of that. It's just people that the Freedom Convoy, I guess, got in touch with here in Ottawa. People they knew, sort of like, hey, is there anybody who can, get things ready for when the truckers arrive in Ottawa? And then they started phoning around people that they knew, just volunteers, And it's, not a lot of those people are associated with any particular freedom active group like Action for Canada, for example. They're just random people, So, and they have these operation groups set up in every major city right across the country. So in Ottawa, this is where that was the culmination, right? This is where the truckers are coming. So it was a lot of, for these people, it was a lot of, they were, I remember talking to them about 4 or 5 days ago, and I didn't even know, I had no idea what was going to happen, and then I bumped into a couple of people who had been involved in rallies on the hill before, and different rallies that I'd attended. And I got a phone call from a couple of people as well, and they were like, they weren't specifically asking for Action for Canada's help. They just wanted to actually, use my network, for example, that I'd built up through Telegram and whatnot. There's a few thousand people there that are following either Coffee for Kevin or my announcements through Action for Canada or the different Telegram rooms that I'm associated with. So I just said to them, anything you need, whatever, me to get a message out about whatever, just call me and I'll put it out right away. And then, of course, you guys spread it as well, right? So that's what's been happening. And they were completely swamped. The lady who was handling the food, for example, they were like, okay, a group of, maybe 8 people sitting in a room saying, okay, the convoy's coming. Who wants to handle food? I said, well, what do you mean? Well, people are going to be donating food. Like, where are we going to put it? How are we going to distribute it to the truckers? How are we going to keep it refrigerated? How are we going to keep it going so that we can feed these guys for the length of time that they're going to be staying here? How are we going to get the truckers to the food or the food to the truckers? Think about that. That's not just an easy feat. So, she called me up and she was like, I need people. So I put the word out and we got some volunteers to jump in there, and those people are off and running. I haven't even talked to them, but they're all very happy, and they're so happy that they're actually, getting involved and helping out and are able to do that. When you are trying to fight against what we're seeing, if you can be involved and feel like you're making a difference, that really, it just makes you feel like, okay, I'm participating in this beautiful change that I want to see. So that's happening, but there's errors that are made, and there's problems that happen, right? There was a truck on Rideau Street, which is at the Rideau Center, which is just up the street from Parliament Hill, a big 18-wheeler. The guy had the back of his truck open, and he had a barbecue in the back of his truck, right at the end of his truck, right near where the gate opens, and he was barbecuing up sausages and hot dogs and hamburgers for people. And then his son was just off the back of the truck with a table on the ground, and he was like just handing out hot dogs and stuff to people. It was amazing, Anyway, the logistics are incredible. And then, of course, they had this problem with the PA system and the stage. It was supposed to be in for yesterday, but then the money that they were raising got locked and they couldn't access it. So then they had to immediately raise some cash through a different, I guess they used the same system, but it was same system of donation, but the money that they had already had donated to them was spoken for, and they couldn't access it for paying for a PA system. And there was another person who was supposed to be taking care of the PA, I guess, and supposed to be taking care of a few things, and that didn't happen. So then you have a few people maybe or that want to help, but then just aren't very good at being able to organize things, and it just doesn't happen, right? So normally I would get involved in all that sorts of stuff, because I'm pretty good at that. But and I kept offering, but they had people that were like, no, it's good, just if you can help us put the word out every now and then on different things, that would be great. So I was very happy to just kind of sit back, because I've done a lot of work here for the past many months, and it was just really nice to see other people jumping in and doing a lot of the work, which is great. So just to sit back and encourage them and witness it and tell them that I'm here to support them and that whatever they need, So anyway, we put the word out for the PA system, and they raised that money within, I think the guy, when I talked to Chris, who's one of the main organizers here in Ottawa, he told me that he'd raised the money within 45 minutes, $50,000, if you can imagine, right? And which was amazing. So that's done. Now the PA system was supposed to be in yesterday, and there was a glitch, and it's going in today. So they're probably already set up now. They told me that it was going to be set up at 6 a.m. this morning, and then speeches will start at noon today. So I don't know. This is another thing. I don't know when I'm going to be speaking. They did ask me if I would like to speak, because I've spoken at several rallies before, and I've spoken at rallies with these people that are organizing the whole. The main core team, some of them. So they asked me, and I said, yeah, sure. So they said, you're pretty good at motivating a crowd, and maybe come down and say a few words. And I said, sure. That's good coffee. Anyway, so I don't know when I'll be speaking today or tomorrow. I do not know, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to go down and hang about the stage and just let it flow, So last night they went down, so they have speakers all day today and tomorrow, and probably Tuesday, because they have the stage for 3 days. And then after that, the stage and the PA system will be gone. But again, the truckers will still be here, right? So the important thing, and when I was down visiting the command center last night, because they invited me down for a coffee, I called up Chris actually to just say, hey, is there anything I can help you with? I know you're busy. And he said, hey, why don't you come down for coffee? So I said, all right. So that's when my daughter and I went down, and we got to visit the command center. A lot of tired people who haven't slept in a long time in there. And I got to meet Tamara as well. She's the one that started everything off in British Columbia for the convoy. I don't know how it got started. I have no details, but she seems like a really nice person. And so that was nice to shake her hand and give her a hug and say thanks for what you've done. Anyway, so yeah, it's wow. It's crazy, but we'll see what happens today. The big message really for everybody that needs to be conveyed is that we need to hang in there. Right now, there's this excitement that's happening, of course, right? It's like a new job. You get a new job, and you're all excited, and you get there early, and you're all bristly, and you're wearing nice new clothes, and you got a haircut, and you've shaved, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, and you... And then after a week, you're kind of like, oh, there goes the tie. The tie's gone, and the hair's starting to grow out a bit. And, oh, I forgot to shave today. And, I don't usually have a five-minute nap at my desk, but, I had one today. So you start to slack a bit because the initial excitement is over with, right? So that's what we need to be careful with, because the truckers are staying. And the people of Ottawa, beautiful people, but they're very complacent. And what's going to happen is that people are going to go back to their lives. So a lot of those people that are out there that have been following the excitement of the arrival of the convoy have come down to support them. But what's going to happen in 2 and 3 and 4 days? Are they going to be there to support? Are they going to stick to this? Are they going to continue to pressure the government? Are they, that's what needs to happen, right? So I'm kind of saving my energy for that. All these people that are doing the work right now, and I'm just sitting back a little bit, and I'm watching it, and I'm participating in terms of being down there as a body and, giving a speech and then talking to people and encouraging them and all of that. But the real work, I think, starts in a few days. So the logistical team are doing what they have to do right now to keep things flowing right now. But, they're going to hit a wall in a few days, and they're going to need some people to step up and help out, and that's what I'll be there for. And we'll just try to keep the momentum going, right? So when the stage leaves and the PA's gone, but the truckers are still there, I'll be down there with a bullhorn, and that's when I'll say, okay, my turn. And hopefully people will step up and we'll just keep the momentum going and we'll keep pushing it through social media. We'll keep advertising it, keep making videos, keep pushing it out there, keep telling people that we need to support this, right? That's what we need to do, and really that's the important work, in my opinion, right? Once this initial excitement is worn off, we've got to make Trudeau understand that we're not going away. And what he's doing right now, I imagine, is sitting in his cottage, having a nice little time, just waiting for it all to die down. The Canadians are all going to go back to their nice little lives. You know, all the overpasses were covered with people as the convoy was going through. But then after the convoy goes through, they all go back to their lives. And they're sitting at home supporting it. Don't get me wrong. It's all appreciated. But we got to keep up the pressure. We got to make sure that the government understands that we're not going away until these changes are brought in. Right? So, that's where we are. I'm going to sip my coffee. So I'll leave it there with you guys today, and thank you for spending a little time with me. I'm going to be heading down to the hill. It's almost 9:30 here in the morning in Ottawa, and like I said, speeches start at noon, so if you're coming down for the speeches, come on down a little early. I'll be hanging around the stage, okay, for most of the day, so come and say hi. I'll have some mask exempt buttons. You know what, I didn't wear it yesterday. And I thought, yeah, you know, because nobody was wearing masks. And I thought, I'm not going to put an exempt button on because we're already just saying, screw that. We don't even need the button because nobody was wearing masks. Even late last night when I was walking around, most of the police in the morning that were wearing masks, they were all not wearing masks last night with big smiles on their faces. It was awesome. People were going up to the police and saying, take the mask off. I want to see your smile. You know, and the police were like, incredibly happy and cordial and just excited too, doing their jobs, but just like talking to people and shaking hands, and it was really, really nice. They were witnessing this and they were thinking, wow, this is what normalcy is like again. We can get back to this. All these people in the restaurants, none of the restaurants were being bothered, by the way, that were open down there, none of them, by authorities. So anyway, I segued out of my goodbye to you guys. So I'll be down by the stage, okay? Come on down. And if you have any questions about anything to do with Action for Canada, no problem, right? I can help you learn about the law and your rights. I'll be talking about that in my speech. But really, you know, for me personally, it's about standing up as a citizen. It's about educating people as a citizen. Action for Canada has helped me learn a lot, and I'm passing that knowledge on. Okay, so I'll be in my speech talking a little bit about Action for Canada for sure, but mostly it's just really going to be about non-compliance and how we have to stay together and just not comply, you know? All right, guys, you guys have a fantastic day. Contact me if you need me. You can contact me by sending a PM to me at A4C Ottawa Kevin. If you need anything, let me know, and I hope to see you down there. Please come and say hi. It's always nice to get welcomed by somebody who says, hey, you know, thanks for what you're doing, or I listened to your Coffee with Kevin, or whatever. It just brightens my day that I know that I'm actually helping people. You know, there's things to do. A lot of people are asking me about, you know, what can I do to volunteer. Keep doing that. Okay, because as I said, in the days ahead, when things start to cool a bit, I think that's when we're going to need to get more people in here to really get in the trenches and help out. Have a fantastic day, everybody.